Does God want us to change? Does God want us to change? And again, I come back with an answer to say the purpose of the shaking, which originates from God, is to bring us to the place of change. We must move from that place of the golden calf to a higher realm of worship. That God sends shaking and bottle breaking into our life in order to move us to a place of change. Now, that change is a very real change. I was talking to you a few minutes ago about, I have not known any of God's people who have gone through severe crisis who have not also emerged out with changed outlooks on life. And so I see change coming in three ways. I see it coming in the area of attitude. Your attitude cannot remain the way it was or the way it is. I don't care what your attitude is now, it must be improved on. Every one of you, even those who think that you have reached the perfection of attitude concepts, it must be improved on. You cannot stay the way you are today. None of it. We must move on to the attitude of God. You can't remain like Aaron, who thought that he had all of the answers on worship. He's going to call us to a whole new concept, because here's a man who descends from the mountain with his face glowing, who says, folks, there's more to it than what you've been doing. And so there must be a change of attitude. Invariably, God will cause his people to move into a change of geography. Now, I don't fully understand that, but just listen to it, look at it in your own life. But you will find that changes that follow crisis experiences nearly always result in a physical move of some kind. It'll result in a physical move from one church to another. You can't stay where you are. And so you'll move your place of worship and your place of commitment from that place to the other. It oftentimes will result in a move from one house to another. You can't stay at that place. And many times will result in a move from one geographical position to another, from one city to another, into another state, across the ocean, many, many other areas. And we need to be open and ready for that. The elders have oftentimes said to me, because I have stood before you and I have said that as far as I can tell, that we have put a root down here, and we're going to say that we're here because God has put us in the city of Melbourne. And they are constantly saying to me, and they're saying rightly so, be careful of that kind of statement. You can say that you will stay here as long as the cloud of God's anointing remains, if you want to stay. But you cannot say, nor none of us can say, or should say, that here we are and here we stay until we die. Because the moment you do that, God sends a wanderer along with a hammer to break your bottle, to move you someplace else. And so geographical changes are part of God's context. And you'll see it in the life of the men of God. You'll find them moving oftentimes. Now, maybe they're not always moving across the city, but there'll be moves that take place in their life. In my own case, there was a career change. When the wanderers came into my life 15 years ago with their hammers and began breaking my bottles, it caused a career change. So that at the age of 35, I changed my career in midstream and was no longer a professional pastor, where I had been drawing my income and my source of sustenance from the church and being a professional religionist. But suddenly I became something else and began to work with my hands and became a professional writer. And I have seen it in the lives of many of God's people. And career changes are not to be feared. If God's leading, there's going to be the greatest thing that will happen in you. And many of you can testify about that here. That when God began to shake you, and because you were, as the children of Israel, were a stiff-necked kind of people, that's the reason, by the way, the shaking comes. There's no way to get rid of stiff necks except by shaking. And so God grabs people and shakes them until their necks are no longer stiff. And in the shaking, there come career changes, job changes, many other things that take place. The Lord wants us to keep us free and to keep us loose. We must not get our roots down so deep that we cannot move when the cloud moves. Moab didn't want to change. Jeremiah comes against them, and God sends a crisis. He sends these wanderers into the camp to break their bottles because they've been unwilling to pour out their wine from one place to the other. And so he shakes them good. Somebody gave me a little pen that I've been using at night. I didn't bring it this morning. I should have, perhaps. It's a little night table pen that I can use at night. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I want to write down a dream that I've had, or I want to write down a thought that's come to me, as I often do, and I don't have to turn on the light and wake up the whole household. It's a little pen that if I take the cap off and put the cap on the top, it turns on a little light that's inside the pen. And so it's a pen and a flashlight all combined, and it's a neat little thing that you can use to write at night, but it's a scary thing. I was using it last night to write with, and it only shows a little tiny circle of light on the paper. And so you can make about 3 or 4 letters inside that circle of light. But I have found that as I write and move the pen, the light moves with me. And I can keep right on going. It's only when I stay still that I can only write my 3 or 4 letters. And that's it. That the whole secret to using that pen is to keep it moving at the same time. And as I keep it moving, the light comes. Now, I cut the pen off last night and lay back down on the pillow, and God began saying, "That's what I want of you, James. You cannot stay where you were. I'm moving you into deeper areas. I'm moving you into new areas in your own spiritual life. You've got to stay on the move." Now, that doesn't mean necessarily physical. I could have aspects of that. But I know what he's talking about in my spiritual life, that I've got to stay moving. I cannot be as I was when I was 15 years ago, when all I did was check off my 6-point record system, and that I read my Bible, and that I tithed my income, and I visited 3 people a week, and I said my daily prayers, and that was it. The Lord is saying there is far more to the Christian life than that. There's far more to the Christian life than just receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and having a free kind of hallelujah experience, as wonderful as that is. There's more, and God is stretching and expanding, and so that my horizons are broader, and I must keep moving, and I will not be able to see where I'm going unless I do keep moving. Otherwise, all I see is where my circle of light is. And that's what God was saying to Moab. You must change. You must enlarge. You must expand your spiritual experience, because if you stay where you are, you're going to build golden idols. If you stay right there, all you're going to do is build a golden calf, and I'm going to come along, and I'm going to visit a plague on you. And I'll find a group of people who will move if you won't move with me.